Vermont lawmakers are set to spend $300,000 to study how much money the state should be spending to educate students. But it's still unclear exactly what they'll do with that information once they have it. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports.
Lawmakers dedicated a good chunk of the last legislative session to a fierce debate over education reform. Their deliberations yielded a piece of legislation that supporters say will lower costs and improve student outcomes. But throughout the process, some legislators pondered a simple question: how much should it cost to give a decent education to a Vermont student? Enough people care about the answer that lawmakers found $300,000 in a tough budget year for yet another study on the cost of public schools.
Many people these days are asking whether the per pupil spending average that we have is too high or too low, and whether some sort of adequacy number might allow us to save some money.
That's House Speaker Shap Smith, who led a push in Montpelier to revamp the education governance model. As part of the deal to get the reform bill through, Smith agreed to include what's known as an adequacy study. The legislature's joint fiscal office is now looking for an outside contractor who can tell policymakers once and for all how much it ought to cost to administer a decent education. Adequacy is being defined as the quality standards that have been adopted by the State Board of Education. The average per pupil cost to educate a student in Vermont now stands at about $15,000.
Now, many people suggest that adequacy would be a way to show we could spend less per pupil in Vermont than we do now and still get a good education for our kids.
Smith isn't so sure the analysis will vindicate that perspective.
Some, however, argue that adequacy might actually show that we have to spend more money.
No matter what number the consultants come back with, don't expect the findings to shape any substantial education reform bills in 2016. Smith says schools will need time to adjust to the district consolidation legislation signed into law earlier this month, and he says lawmakers should hold off on additional governance or financing reforms until they do.
Going and doing major reform again next year does not make any sense.
Stowe Representative Heidi Sherman is among the critics of the new study.
My initial reaction just in general to this when it was there is that it's silly.
Sherman has sought to replace the statewide education funding system with a regionalized version. She says taxpayers have funded enough studies already, and she says consultants and lawmakers have no business telling local districts how much they can or should spend to educate students.
They don't know these districts. They don't know these students. They don't know the needs.
The Joint Fiscal Office plans to hire a contractor to perform the study by the middle of July. A report is due to lawmakers next January. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.